From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Wynn. Following reports of harassment and employee lawsuits, Missouri's Department of Corrections director has said that he'll retire or resign. Director George Lombardi, in an email obtained by the Associated Press, announced his decision to employees today. The alternative weekly paper, The Pitch, first reported that between 2012 and 2016, Missouri paid more than $7.5 million on settlements and judgments related to those alleging harassment and retaliation. It wasn't immediately clear if Lombardi planned to leave early or remain until Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens takes office in January. In a statement today, House Minority Leader Gail McCann called for Lombardi to resign. Officials in two dozen states are asking President-elect Donald Trump to issue an executive order on his first day in office, declaring President Barack Obama's plan to curb planet-warming carbon emissions illegal. The letter sent to Trump and congressional leaders today is signed by Republican officials from 22 states and Democrats from the coal-producing states of Kentucky and Missouri. The U.S. Supreme Court barred the Environmental Protection Agency from implementing the Clean Power Plan as lawsuits filed by more than two dozen states and fossil fuel companies are weighed by an appeals court in Washington. The plan would require the eventual phase-out of many of the nation's coal-fired power plants. A ruling in the case is expected soon. Trump has called the science showing climate change a hoax. Cropland in the Midwest is losing its value as the downturn in the agricultural economy continues. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports.
Record high crop prices contributed to record high land values in 2012 and 2013. But now that party is over. Iowa State University economist Wendong Zhang says across the Corn Belt and into the Great Plains, farmers are now suffering from oversupply despite strong demand.
Because we had this really high profits, everyone is trying to increase productions.
The result has been a drop in commodity prices and a bust in the farmland bubble. But Zhang is optimistic most farmers have the capital to ride out the downturn. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
The number of confirmed and probable mumps cases at the University of Missouri has grown to 228. The University of Missouri released the latest numbers yesterday as students take finals before heading home for winter break. Health officials say they plan to continue monitoring cases over the break and through January. The school is also recommending that students receive a third dose of a vaccine that protects against mumps, measles, and rubella. The school says most of the sickened students have recovered, with at least 190 of them no longer being infectious. Mumps is a viral infection that causes swelling in the salivary glands and cheeks. The university is among several across the nation that has grappled with outbreaks this year. Jordan Wynn, KBIA News, Columbia.